Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Whole lot of teeth chattering down at City Council today, specifically Councilwoman Susan Zhuang and that incident yesterday where she's accused of biting a cop during a protest over a homeless shelter.
Queens Councilman Robert Holden, a conservative Democrat like Susan Zhuang, said while there's no excuse for biting a police officer, he understands her fervor in opposing the homeless shelter. While progressive Democrat Justin Brannon, who also represents Brooklyn, said that is not the way to bring sympathy for your cause.
Certainly biting a cop was just there to keep the peace. The police aren't the enemy here. They're just keeping the peace at a protest. So assaulting a police officer is certainly not going to, help your case.
Zhuang has not spoken about the incident, but showed reporters red marks and deep bruises on her arms. Her attorney, Sarah Krisoff, said when the story comes out about what happened, the case will not go forward. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
In other news on this Thursday, as of right now, it looks like the only cure for congestion in the city is a bottle of Vicks Sinex or some Dristan, because they still haven't figured out this congestion pricing thing, folks. A group including City Comptroller Brad Lander trying to do something about it, announcing the first lawsuit challenging Governor Hochul's decision to put the kibosh on the thing.
Yesterday's lawsuit filed by the public advocate is a first step, and it really focuses on cuts to bus service that come as a result of the drop in anticipated funding as a result of congestion pricing.
The formula, the pricing formula, was supposed to start June 30th, charging motorists $15 per vehicle to enter certain parts of Lower Manhattan. It would have raised billions for mass transit infrastructure, but was indefinitely frozen when the governor announced a pause last month. If you ride the NJT, you probably already noticed they're combining some trains and actually canceling others. The agency put out a memo saying the heat is really taking a toll on the system, so they've had to take select trains out of service or combine them with others. That's for today and tomorrow, by the way. They're saying the heat wave in New Jersey is over, but the after effect's still there. This impacts about 40 trains, so be aware the train you're taking might be making some additional stops, folks. Tell your bosses to chill out. You're getting there. It's just going to take a little bit longer, apparently. Up in the Bronx, they held funeral services for that young NYPD recruit who collapsed during training last week. A large gathering of friends, family, and NYPD family gathered at St. Anselm Church on Tenton Avenue for Officer Edgar Ordonez. The poor guy fell out last Wednesday during an outdoor training exercise on the gun range. The ME still checking to see if his death was heat-related. Mayor Adams speaking at his funeral today.
You lost a son, but you have picked up a family. And as painful as it is, and as it was just explained, we question God. We wonder why a young man so young with two beautiful daughters that we had to lose in such a fashion.
Commissioner Eddie Caban also spoke about Ordonez's dedication to his job and how he lifted everybody's spirit during their recent graduation ceremony. On Long Island, they're a step closer to putting up a new casino in Nassau after the County Planning Commission greenlighted a deal to turn over the 72-acre Coliseum property to Las Vegas Sands, and folks are hot about it, calling it the biggest roll of the dice ever for the area. Their vote today was unanimous. The matter now goes to the state legislature for a vote. Out of Queens, were they getting prom photos done the next morning and needed an overnight barber to touch them up? Not. Cops looking for a pair of guys who burglarized a head shop over on Francis Lewis Boulevard. They opened the front gate of the place and actually took an entire ATM machine. It's unclear how much they made off with. Doesn't this remind you, though, of that movie Barbershop where Ice Cube and his buddy stole an ATM? Didn't know how to get into it. Somewhere out there, a pair of guys are going through the want ads, looking for an easier profession. If you know anything about the burglary, by the way, maybe a couple of guys asking to borrow a crowbar and a blowtorch. They want you to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.